This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Kareema. Yeah, alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Allahumma alimna ma yinfa'una. وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك سميع مجيب الدعاء اللهم أني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري وأحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي السلام عليكم everyone. May Allah reward you for coming. I don't think next week, but the week after we're going to move it to after Maghrib, because Maghrib is coming back later, earlier, and we want to do at least a 45 minutes a class. So maybe not next week, probably the week after. That's number one. Number two, I want everyone today after the class, even if you're not praying Maghrib, if you are not praying Maghrib, then I want you to all head to the next building and go up to the second floor. I have an open house for the Jannah Center. We opened, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We started yesterday with a youth class. I can't tell you what this youth class did to me. SubhanAllah, the youth of this community, at least the one I met, they are amazing. They really want to learn, but they need a lot of learning. Yani, I can't say many things because we are live, but I was a little bit more than just surprised. I think we mothers, all of us, really you need to teach your children. If you don't teach them, who's going to teach them? If at 12 and 13 and 14 and 15 and 16, the girl doesn't know what are the six pillars of Iman, you can imagine. They were beautiful. They were so attentive. 3 hours, subhanAllah. We didn't, today it's like we normally take breaks in between. We didn't, and I didn't pay attention, and nobody said no, and nobody was huffing, puffing. But we really need mothers. My advice to everybody, especially in this community, make sure on a weekend, say no to the social gathering. Sit down with your children and teach them. There is only a very, I call it a bright window or a gold window. Once you miss it, it's done. Once they go to college, that is it. And I'm saying this not to scare you, but because I really get a lot of emails, I counsel youth. What I'm hearing and what I'm seeing, literally, يَشِيبُ لَهُ الْوِلْدَانِ, the youth will have gray hair. So all the mothers here, don't assume your children knows. They don't. And unless you sit down, and if you don't know, then that هَذِي مُصِيبَةٌ أَعْضَمُ, that's even, the disaster is even more. Sit down with your children one day a week on the weekend, for those of you who work. And don't say no to every social gathering. You don't have to see everybody you know every week. And sit down with them and get a book and teach them. I was shocked what I found. Honestly, I was shocked. And these are like the best of the best. And where do they learn? And where do the children learn from in this country? The school, the street, TV, social media, who's going to teach them, right? So, and don't assume, may Allah, alhamdulillah, we have Sunday school, but Sunday school is only 3 hours a week. What will they teach them in 3 hours a week? 3 hours, I'm doing 3 hours, 3 hours for 5 days, and I just gave them the tip of the ice. Tip of the eyes, just like barely, barely. Same thing today with the Quran. And they are not interested. That's why I'm saying this. They're absolutely interested. And we had interactive, a 9-year-old, I brought her as a listener today, yesterday, and today she requests to be in the first row, taking notes and answering, and finally she asked me questions. So what does that tell me and you? Yeah, they want to learn. But if you don't know, Or you know, but you don't put the effort, and you put the effort for everything else except teaching your, and I'm talking about the girls, and the same apply for the boys. Who's going to teach them? So please, I'm begging you. You don't want your daughter as at age 18 or 19, don't believe in Allah, and don't say it's not going to happen to my daughter. I have seen it in the best families. So alhamdulillah, Allah is always send us what? Send us warnings, send us messages, send us reminders. Put more effort to teach your children than anything else. What is the point if the child become the most successful in career, she or he, and they don't know Allah? What is the point? Who's going to pray for you after you die? It's going to make dua for you after you die. Nobody. Not because they don't? No. I asked them today, who's number one? Do you love your parents? Everybody raised her hand. But they just don't know. So please, I'm begging you, put efforts. You're nodding your head because you grew up in this country. And you grew up in a much better time than now. Right? We have talked about this many times. Dina, most of you know Dina. Right? And she grew up in a much better time, right? And still, she wished she had learned things. And may Allah reward the parents. And there was no internet. And no social media, or TikTok, or all the beauty that we are seeing. So anyway, I had to share this with you because it is something Allah showed me I have to share with you. And these are our daughters. They are not mine personally, but they are mine. Meaning, Allah put them in my path. So please work on that. And I said, one day a week, forget social gathering. Even go out with them, mother, daughter, dinner, ice cream, whatever. But in that going out, there has to be something to teach them why they should be a Muslim, why they should they be a practicing Muslim. I'm not talking about practicing Muslim, and now I'm talking about Muslim. Jazakumullahu khairan. Please forgive me, but I just felt I had to share it with you because this is 2 days now. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Again, they are amazing. They all showed up today. I thought nobody will show up today. They all showed up, half of them before 10 o'clock. I was like, Rabbi lakalham. And I didn't even give them chocolate. I had, but I didn't. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. I just forgot basically. Bismillah. So let's go and continue with Surah Al-Kahf. So what we said, Surah Al-Kahf, just to cap off from last week, it's a chapter that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us that we need to read it every Friday, not because it's just a chapter from the Quran, because there's so many other chapters in the Quran, simply because there is messages for us, tests we're going to go through, trials we're going to go through, and we need to see which one applies to me. Sometimes all of them, sometimes 1 week this, 1 week that. So the first test we said was the test of, which I just shared with you, religion. Test of religion is the biggest one. Religion in general is beautiful, but unless you know it, challenging, absolutely. You're going to be the only one. You're going to be different from everybody else. Everyone will look at you. 9-year-old asked me again today, don't you feel uncomfortable when everyone looks at you? 9-year-old. And I said, no. She smiled. I don't know what the smile means. So religion, practicing it, acknowledging it, announcing it is something challenging. And what should we do? Who remember what was the message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to stay strong in this deen? Was what the message after the story of the cave, the youth of the cave? What was the message? What did he tell Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, which you and me, to stay strong? Do what? Number one, be patient, wasbir. Second, surround yourself by the right company. Those who remember Allah, remember the deen, wants to learn. When they make a mistake, they acknowledge it and ask Allah for forgiveness and move on. For Allah, yuriduna wajah. Third, don't look around. And she has this, her house is bigger, her husband bought her this. And that's actually what is coming to the youth. Again, the 9-year-old today said this to me. I was bullied in school. I asked them, we were talking about bullying. And she raised her hand. And I said, you were bullied in school, Islamic school. And she said, yeah, nine-year-old. And I said, why is that? Imagine, nine-year-old boy said to her, you're poor. And I said, why is that? I know the family. They are not anything but poor. Look at this. Who taught this nine-year-old boy this? Oh, your mom drives a van. And you are poor. And it hurts the girl. I thank you. So this is what we have to do. The test is big. Again, so surround yourself with the people who remind you of the Akhirah. Don't surround yourself with the people who, just because they speak the same language or they eat the same food or they have the same culture. No, the people who I feel and I should feel comfortable because they bring me closer to Allah and my deen and help me on my weaknesses. Help me with my weaknesses. وَلَا تَعْدُوا عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ Don't look at the people who are better than you because you want the beauty of this dunya. وَلَا تَعْدُوا عَيْنَاكَ عَنْ تُلِزِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا And do not follow and obey those who are heedless and follow their own desires. So remember these five, and it's not remember, apply it in your daily life. What are you going to do this weekend? Who you are going to be meeting? When, why you are meeting them? Is it really the haqq of the Muslim without the disobedience of Allah? And this applies to everybody, by the way, the youth, the adults. Then next come to the biggest test. What is the second test? We all tested every single day or at least once in our life or maybe once a year is the test of money, wealth. Everybody wants to be rich. And it's amazing. Well, everybody wants to be in 30 under 30. You know what this is? If you don't, one wants to be in that list. There is 30 under 30, 40 under 40, and 50 under 50. And if you mothers don't know what I'm talking about, you need to wake up and learn what is happening in this country. 30 below 30 is those are the most successful people, she or he, who their age is less than 30, and Forbes magazine every year comes up with this list. 30 people under 30 who made it to that list, usually rich people. Not because they wear hijab, not because they went for Hajj and Umrah, not because they memorized Quran. That's not they put them. And all the youth wants to be on that list. The 40 is 40 people below 40, and 50 is 50 people below 50. Test of wealth. And we all are. But we have different interests. Cars may not be men. Jewelry is not a big thing for some women, but not everybody. Homes, everyone. Compete. You're still living in a rental house? Oh, you have only 3-bedroom? Oh, your house is in this area? And we say it in this way. We all do. If we don't say it out of being courteous and we don't want to hurt people, we say it. And this is exactly what Allah said. وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا رَجُلَيْنِ And this is a parable. Parables of the Quran is a lot of lessons we learned from it. I did a whole retreat about the parables of the Quran. One day, inshallah, we will do it for you. When Allah says, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ That's give them an example. And the example sometimes is true. Its stories happened, and sometimes it is not. And in this, he started by this, and the lesson at the end, the same word. So, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا رَجُلَيْنِ Two people, two men. They say they were brothers, and some says they were two people from Bani Israel. We don't have a strong evidence to say which is which. The two brothers, at the time of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, one of them is Abu Salama, if you know. The wife, the husband of Ummu Salama. One of the wives of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, who died, and then she married Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the woman who was so sad that she lost her husband and he gave her the famous dua. Who knows that dua? Allahumma jirni fi musibati wa khlufni khayran minha. She loved Abu Salama. Loved Abu Salama. And she went to him, literally, she loved him. And I just can't imagine who's Abu Salama. And he died and she felt so down. She went to him. the meaning of it's becoming too hard on me. And he said, I'm going to teach you a dua. Allahumma ajirni fi musibati. Ya Allah, reward me for my calamity. And replace it with better. And he replaced Abu Salama with the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Who's better? The best. The best. I'm not going to say make this dua because there's no Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Right? But if Allah tests us with this test, then that's what you come to. Anyway, so the two men, this could be any two of us. Any two of us, two brothers, right? Two sisters, two friends, two in-laws, any two. What is these two? One is rich, one is less rich. وَضْرُبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا. And look at the word Allah says. We gave Allah. I didn't do it. I didn't work hard. Allah didn't say he worked hard and he had. He said, جَعَلْنَا, we made for him. What did Allah give them? جَنَّتَيْن, two gardens. جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا, one of them. جَنَّتَيْن, two gardens. From what? Gardens from what? أَعْنَابٍ, which is vine, grapes, right? I need to imagine it. وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ, surrounded completely with palm trees. وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا, and in between, so here you go. Imagine that you're going to any yard, any backyard, or any park. And what are you going to see? You're going to see the vine, grape vines. And you're going to see a big, huge palm trees. And there is an open area, vegetations. We don't know what it is, right? تِلْكَ الْجَنَّتَيْنِ آتَتْ أُكُلَهَا وَلَمْ تَظْلِمْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا وَفَجَّرْنَا خِلَالَهُمَا نَهَرًا. One of them brought a lot of fruits, flowers, beauty. Add to it always is what? You need to see some water, right? And Allah says, and in between one of them, فَجَّرْنَا خِلَالَهُمَا نَهَرًا. We made the water comes from below. Like we فَجَّرْنَا was like explode. طيب. Okay, fine. Now, I don't have two gardens. I don't have a river going. Ya Rabbi, inshallah, in Jannah. But what do we have? Wait. What do we have? No. What do we have? We have homes. We have cars. We have material things, jewelry, dress. Why everyone is crazy about carrying brand name purse? What are you telling people? I'm rich. Why everyone, especially certain parts of the world, they judge you by the watch. Walillah alhamd, now there's Apple Watch. And I am dying for an Apple or whatever comes in to become a Vogue, right? So this is how it is. The parable Allah is giving is not about two gardens. It is this two obvious signs of wealth. Something you see. Obvious signs of wealth. دَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ وَهُوَ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. So this is your home. You build the house, the dream house. And you furnished it. And it's so beautiful. And you enter. That's exactly what Allah said. وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ, but he described him. Before he told us what he said. وَهُوَ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. He entered and he's full of arrogance. ظَالِمُ لِنَفْسِهِ, he's making, he's being, or acting as an injustice here. There's nobody else. To himself, full of arrogance. I did it. My children went to the best university. Oh, we worked so hard to get this house. Finally, I got my dream car. Do you want to see it? Why? قَالَ مَا أَظُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا. He entered. Looking, this is beautiful. This will never disappear. وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمَةً, and I do not think this will end or there is even a day of judgment. And then look at the arrogance, add to it. وَلَئِن رُدِدْتُ إِلَى رَبِّي, and if, big if, I am going to go back to my Lord. I am going to get better than this. لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا. I'm going to find even better than that. Why? Did Allah send him a message? Did Allah send text message to him, says, you know what, don't worry, this is beautiful, but there's much better? Because that's one of the main misconceptions everybody has. If Allah gives me the wealth of this dunya, that means He loves me. And I'm going to get better when I go back. Live in your la-la land. And live in your dream. لو كانت الدنيا تساوي عند الله جناح بعوضة ما سقى منها الكافر شربة ماء. If this all dunya that we are fighting and we are bragging and we are doing, all of it, not I'm talking about Irvine, I'm talking about the United States or California, I'm talking about all this dunya. If it was in the sight of Allah worth the wing of a mosquito, not the mosquito, you know the mosquito? The wing of it, he would not have given the kafir, the disbeliever, a sip of water. So if he is giving all those who don't believe in him, reject him, all this dunya, there is nothing to do with love. But this man thought, like many think, when Allah gives me the dunya, this beautiful garden, gardens, it's two, that's, you know what? I'm so proud. I'm better than everybody. He loves me. He gave it to me. And then when I go back, he will give me better. قال له the friend, they both entered. The friend or the brother entered. He didn't say, "Don't I want to hear this. You're arrogant." Yuhawiru in the Arabic language mean, I'm discussing. I'm not arguing. He didn't say yujadilu. He said yuhawiru. Yuhawiru meaning, let me tell you my opinion. Right? Versus, you're wrong. I'm going to tell you. That's argument. Okay, what did he say? Two things. أَكَفَرْتَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَكَ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ ثُمَّ سَوَّاكَ رَجُلًا. Are you كَفَرْت هُنَا, literally, are you rejecting? The one, look what he, how he made, because the statement of the rich man was full of arrogance, he brought him back to reality. Brought him back to reality, and he said, are you rejecting? The one who created you. He didn't say Allah. Because that man is full of arrogance. The word Allah is not going to move much in his heart. But reality. كَفَرْتَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَكَ. The one who created you from what? خَلَقَكَ مِنْ تُرَابِ. Dust. Meaning you came originally from Adam. ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَ. What is نُطْفَ? Spoiled sperm and egg. ثُمَّ سَوَّاكَ رَجُلًا. He didn't say you became a man. He made you a man. This reminds me of a very nice story. It's usually mentioned when people talk about arrogance. Hassan al-Basri was in Basra. And he was sitting surrounded by people. And then the entourage of a prince came in front of him. And everybody stood up except him. And the prince was so annoyed. And he looked at him and says, don't you know who I am? And I wish I was al-Hassan al-Basri all the time so I had the right answer. Look what he said. He said, of course I do. But he didn't put him down. I was like, you know, I know who you are, but I'm not getting up for you. Because that's another arrogance. But he made him remember who is he. He said, ما أنت إلا نطفة مذرة. You are but started as a spoiled sperm. وستكون جيفة قذرة. And you will end up to be a stingy or like a foul smell corpse. وبينهما تحمل العذرة. And in between the beginning and the end, you're carrying feces. True or false? He did not lie. He said reality. That's all of us. Basically, he was telling him, what is this all about? This same story, he reminded him, and this is what I say to everybody, because kibr, arrogance, comes to all of us. Don't tell me you are not. Don't tell me you are not. I hear it not clearly, but it's indirectly. Oh, this masjid of this. The masjid all this nationality attend. And that's kibr. That's arrogance. We say it. Oh, it changed. It become the people who whatever. And you put a title. That's arrogance. I always say to myself, Allah knows all of them are much better than you. So here you always have, when this feeling comes in, the youth, the adult, us, it comes inside us. Remember, where did you start? And think of a grave and where you will end. It doesn't matter who you are, what money you have. Where is Steve Jobs? That's everyone now carries the phone. He didn't even see his dream. He said it. He said, one day I want to see every person on this earth carrying a phone. People laughed at him. Well, it became true. But where is he? How much money? Where is it? Who's enjoying it? That's what he said to him. خَلَقَكَ مِن تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِن نُطْفَةٍ ثُمَّ سَوَاكَ رَجُلًا. You basically were nothing, dust, spoiled sperm, and you became a man. لَكِنَّهُ اللَّهُ رَبِّي. Now he's talking about himself. He's not praising himself. Oh, you don't know the family I come from. Oh, when I was back home, if you only know what I had. No, this is what we are. Wallahi, we're laughing, but it's true. It's painful laugh. It's painful reality. Painful reality. لَكِنَّهُ اللَّهُ رَبِّي. See, he didn't say anything about himself. That's how we should all answer. Allah is my Lord, and I'm not going to associate anything with him. وَلَا أُشْرُكُ بَرَبِّي أَحَدًا. أَحَدًا meaning not human being, nothing. Neither my wealth, or my knowledge, or my beauty, or my family, or my status, nothing. He's there, and I am here. Then he gives him the advice. لَوْلَا إِدَّخَلْتَ جَنَّتَكَ. Why didn't you, when you entered your garden and you like it? He doesn't say, what is the big deal? It's just a, you know, it's just a garden. لا, he acknowledged it's beautiful. And it is something. Why didn't you, when you entered, قُلْتَ said, the one that we all have to say, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. There's two things. When you see something you like, related to you, not to somebody else, related to you, right? Let's say your daughter, the day of wedding. She's beautiful, mashallah, right? La quwwata illa billah. So we all know what mashallah means, because we all use it, alhamdulillah, meaning Allah allowed it. But la quwwata illa billah, why? No power but from Allah. Meaning what? Why did he say it to him? If you didn't do a thing because you don't have a power, Allah has the power. Allah gave you the education. Allah gave you the children. Allah gave you the spouse. Allah gave you everything we have. It's only from Allah, and he will take it in a second. And that's what this story reminds us. مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ إِن تَرَنِي. He acknowledged. He was not ashamed to be poor. He was not ashamed to know nothing. إِن تَرَنِي أَنَا أَقَلَّ مِنْ كَمَالًا وَوَلَدًا. You're bragging. Because I am less, have less children, and I have less money. And this is what I say all the time to the ladies. Don't feel sad you don't have children. Allah did not allow it. You're not better than Sayyidina Aisha. Right? And if Allah did not put in your destiny to get married, He's using you for something else. Don't compare yourself with the other. Don't look. لا تعد عيناك. Don't look at other people. You say, Ya Allah, you took this away from me. You gave it to somebody else. There's a hikmah. There's a wisdom. Show me. Girls become 29 and 30. They become anxious. And men also. I'm not married. Do your best. I'm not saying don't get married. Sunnah, absolutely. But don't feel down. I'm not married yet. You know what? Keep asking Allah. Keep asking Allah. Do your best. But don't look down at yourself. إِن تَرَنِي أَنَا أَقَلَّ مِنْ كَمَالَ وَلَدَ. He acknowledged. I'm less fortunate. He didn't say I'm less fortunate. I have less money and children. Done. Did he say it in a way, oh. عَسَى now. حُسْنُ الظَّنِّ بِاللَّهِ. When you think well about Allah. Because what did he say afterward? إِن تَرَنِي أَنَا أَقَلَّ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَلَدًا. You see, I'm less than you. عَسَىٰ خَيْرًا مِنْ جَنَّتِكَ. Allah can give me better than yours. وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. And he can send thunders, storms from the sky. فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا. It is going to become nothing. What is the next one? Immediately, what he said happened. وَأُحِيطَ بِثَمَرِهِ فَأَصْبَحَ يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّيْهِ. Absolutely. That's what happened. Everything that was beautiful in that garden, gone. يَأَصْبَحَ يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّيْهِ. It's a figure of speech we used in the Arab world. Very common. I don't know if you use it in other cultures. But I have nothing. That's what we say. That's where it came from. كُلُّ رَاحْ. We say everything gone. That's actually from here. يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّيْهِ عَلَى مَا أَنْفَقَ فِيهَا. He's feeling so bad and down. I put my energy, I put my time, I put my life, I put my money. وَيَا خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَىٰ عُرُوشِهَا وَأَصْبَحَ يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّيْهِ عَلَىٰ مَا أَنْفَقَ فِيهَا وَيَا خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَىٰ عُرُوشِهَا. Now it's too late. Why did he say, I wish I did not worship anyone with Allah? It was nothing about worship. It was all about Jannah. Why? Let's see how much you know. You all have read Surah Al-Kahf every Friday. I hear it when I go for Jum'ah. Everybody is reading it beautifully. Why did he say, La ushriku bi rabbi ahad? He was not, he didn't get to the garden and he was worshipping. Why he said, La ushriku bi, that's it, I am not going to associate. Huh? Why? Yeah, it's arrogance, but why? Yeah, but why arrogance is shirk? Because you associate your energy, your power, your planning. I did it with Allah. You didn't say, Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me the energy. Alhamdulillah, Allah put barakah in my efforts. Alhamdulillah, wallahi, I did nothing. It all came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا. This is what we all... We are all worship one God. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ Allah. But my daily basis, my daily life, what I apply, what I say, how I judge the others. See, he worked very hard and see where he was or where he is. He did work very hard or she did work very hard. You cannot not say this. But what do you have to add? And Allah put barakah in their effort. Then you did not associate anything. And then Allah says the following. لم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من الله وما كان منتصرا. Once you lose everything, it's so painful reality. Everybody will run away from you. Those people who were so much in love with you, those people who was like, I'm your friend, and wait till you lose it. And that's why don't you rely on anybody. And don't you say, when I know they were there for me when I need them. I'll wait till you see if they are really there for you when you need them. And many things in this life, we're living it every single day. It's showing us how some people are left completely alone. Subhanallah. And the famous Syrian statement, مَا لَنَا غَيْرَ اللَّهِ. We have nothing but Allah. But we don't say it till people don't come for our help. It should be from the beginning, مَا لَنَا غَيْرَ اللَّهِ. Allah will send people to help me. Allah will keep my friends close to me. Allah will bring me back wherever I lost. Allah will bring it back. Now look at the next one. Let's see if you're going to know why Allah said this. The story is done. The story is done. Khalas, that's it. Okay, what did I learn? وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Now the message of this story. Because many people don't know if it's really a true story. Tell them that about this life? What is it, Ya Rabbi? كما إن أنزلناه من السماء. It's rain. We send Allahu Akbar. We send it down from the sky. طيب. فاختلط به نبات الأرض. Okay, you all see it. The earth or the dirt and becomes what? Right? فاختلط به نبات الأرض. أضرب لهم مثل حياة الدنيا كما إن أنزلناه من السماء اختلط به نبات. But immediately, in another one I'll share it with you in Yunus, here immediately says, فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِيرًا. You live it here almost every August. So far we didn't have it this year. What is it? No. We get it almost every August. So far we didn't get it. Yes, the wildfires. You see it. You drive in April, in May, and you see all these mountains full of green, especially when there's a lot of rain. And it's so beautiful. True or false? Very beautiful. SubhanAllah. You keep saying, SubhanAllah, Ya Rabbi, how beautiful. Especially if you drive on 241 and you go towards Corona and it rained the day before or 2 days before. It is beyond your imagination. Wait till now and you drive the same and it is dry. No color. فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا. In another verse, Yunus, much more in detail. وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَا إِنْ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. So very similar. And then, فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ مِمَّا تُنْبِتُ الْأَرْضِ. يَا أَخْرَ سُبْحَانَ. Wait. One person, raise your hand and say it. Right. Jazakillahu khair. So the same beginning, وَضْرُبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. In the Yunus, وَمَثَلُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Doesn't matter. Parable of this life. Rain came in, mixed with the ground. And then in Kahf, immediately became ashes. لا. In Yunus, he gave you the details. Now what happens? Now comes out, and comes out, the animals are eating. Now look at this one. Hatta ida, this is the only place here. Hatta ida akhadat al-ardu zukhrufaha wa zayyanat. When the earth becomes so green, wa zayyanat, you know what zayyanat? Zina. Beautiful. Like when the woman beautify herself. Hatta ida akhadat al-ardu zukhrufaha wa zayyanat wa dhanna ahluha annahum qadirun 'alayha. And now people become so comfortable. That's my house. That's my car. That's my wealth. I look at the bank account. I know what is the numbers are, and I feel so good. Ataha amruna. Our decree came. Laylan aw nahara. In the day or in the night. Faja'alnaha hasidan ka'in lam taghna bil ams. We made it ashes. Nothing. As if it was not the day before. The beauty you have seen. And then Allah ended up with كَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمِي يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. We detail the signs that you live in, but only those who reflect will learn. How many of us drive in this beauty? You go to the beach, beautiful, and you look at from the beach, and you look at the shore, and you look at the waves. And how many of you remember tsunami? And how Allah destroyed it in 5 seconds. I remember so well the earthquake in Japan. The earthquake in Japan, because I was in Saudi and they were showing it as it is happening. Literally, the tsunami comes. You don't know where it's going to go. There's like 5 or 10 homes. It's going to hit this one or going to hit this one. Hits these homes, the other stays. The car, I remember, there was like 3 cars. One, two, moving with the, and the other is. The message Allah is telling us. And then when he talks about the dunya, right? What does he say? And then afterward? Allah. Al-malu wal-banun. Zinatul hayatul dunya. He put 2 things we are so worried about. We put all our energy for it. We fight each other. We disobey Allah. for it. And there are two, wealth and children. And he didn't say it is not beautiful. That's what I love, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the Quran. He didn't deny it. He didn't say, oh, what are you talking about? You shouldn't feel. No, I feel it. I love it. It's beautiful. I love it when I see my child, mashallah, tabarakallah, la quwwata illa billah, very successful, she or he. And he said, al-malu wal-banun ziyat al-hayat dunya. It's the beauty of this world. Don't deny it. Don't say, I don't care. You're not saying the truth. But then he remind you, والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير املا. What is الباقيات الصالحات? If you translate it before we say the meaning, الباقيات الصالحات is the good that will last forever. الباقيات, something باقي is something that is staying. And he said those, the good thing that will stay. He didn't say what it is. خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا. You will get way more reward of these than الْمَالُ وَالْبَنُونَ وَخَيْرٌ أَمَلًا. What is the بَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَةِ? Scholars differed. Scholars differed what they are. But in general, it is ذِكْر of Allah. That's the general agreement. Is ذِكْر of Allah. Most they say is Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. How many of us in a day, one day, 24 hours, we say it once? Don't raise your hand. I don't want to know. It's not about asking you and showing. It's about reflecting. And he's telling you and me, al-malu wal-banun, I put all my energy, all my life for the children. And all this in the sight of Allah is nothing other than Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. I'm going to stop here because of Maghrib, and it's not done yet, because then there is about three or four verses after. You all need, please read it next week and tell me why did Allah put these before he moved to the next one. This is how we learn the Quran, ladies, my beautiful sisters. The Quran is not only to read. Read is amazing. But if I don't know what it means, and if I don't know, even if I know what it means, alhamdulillah, many of you know Arabic, know it, Surah Al-Kahf, but if I don't know how to apply it, when I'm so tempted to disobey Allah because of my child or because of the wealth, then I did not read Surah Al-Kahf and learn from it. That's why he kept reminding me every Friday. Alhamdulillah, many people do it. But I have to keep saying, Ya Allah, what are you telling me? It's beautiful surah. Now you're almost every surah we are studying, it's beautiful. But everyone come to me from one angle. Allah knows my weakness. Allah knows what I go through. I see people disobey publicly because of their children. And I don't want to give examples because I don't want to hurt anybody. But your children will not come to your avail at the day of judgment. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. The day that the human being will run away. يَوْمَ يَفْرُ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ, brother, siblings, وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. You'll run away from your mother and your father. وَصَاحِبَتِهِ, spouse, وَبَنِيهِ, and your children. لَكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. Everyone is worried about themselves. See this, and we don't see it in the big picture. May Allah protect us. But if there was an earthquake, there was an earthquake in LA, right? But it was mild, alhamdulillah, right? But when the earthquake happens or when something major happens, we run away. We run away from the house and we run away from all the things that we disobeyed Allah for. So my advice to myself before everyone else, when you read the Quran, we need to change. We need to change. كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ. It's not to memorize. It's a blessed book. We send it to you so they reflect. Tadabbur is not memorized. وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Only those smart, wise will benefit from it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among them. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. أستغفرك وأتوب إليه. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه تسليما كثيرا. Two things if I can ask. And this is a request from the Quran Institute. If everyone who was sitting on a chair, please just fold the chair and put it on the windows, put it on the wall, because the kids comes in the morning, they will waste some time to get this free. So do them a favor, Allah will reward you. Everybody, just fold it and put it on the wall, but just on the side. No, she said on the side. Put it, and then get ready for salah.